Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Morning Mess.
Are you team dramatic or team traumatic? Okay, listen, we got an exclusive interview with this man right after 7 a.m. as well. He is all over the news globally. He's been on TMZ due to his Halloween decor in his front yard. Guess he does this every year, and this year they said he's done it. You've probably been in a neighborhood, maybe in your neighborhood, where certain folks go all out. Mm-hmm. And when I say all out, meaning very realistic. This guy uses hundreds of gallons of fake blood of just straight horror on his front lawn. Neighborhood and the city is trying to petition to shut it down, have him take down his decor. He is not. And we want to know from you, do some of your neighbors or some people just do too much to traumatize your kids and maybe you in the spirit of Halloween? Gina, are people being dramatic or is this really traumatic?
Look, I'm looking at the photos here and this is just too much for me. I think it's traumatic. This actually looks like bodies that have been murdered.
Like a crime scene.
Yes, and it's not just like little splatters of blood here and there. It's buckets.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Carla?
You guys are being so dramatic. Anyone trying to petition for this man to take these decorations down is dramatic. Is it a little graphic? Yes, but it's Halloween. That's the whole point of this. I'm sure kids see a lot worse things nowadays on their little video games, on movies, on TV. And this man is getting, what, hate for that? He's creative.
Ladies and gentlemen, dramatic or traumatic? And then we got an exclusive interview with this guy. And like, what's wrong with him? Why didn't anybody hug you when you grew up? That's all coming up. Taking your calls again. 833-730-6377. It's almost Halloween, guys. Only a couple days away. Yes, Morning Mess. How you doing? It's Joey Boy.
Hi, it's Anish.
Hey, it's Gina.
And it's Carla.
Before we get to the staycation setup, catching up some cheaters right after 7 a.m. live on your radio, we are talking about if your team dramatic or team traumatic. This guy, Steven, man, he's all over the news. TMZ's covering it. How his front lawn looks like a horror flick of no other. Like, you take Friday the 13th, Nightmare on Elm Street, and Saw, and it's this guy's front lawn. They're trying to like do a petition of like shutting this down. Like, this is too gory. Over 100 gallons, they said, of fake blood.
Yes, this is disgusting.
Is it too traumatic for you and your children walking across or even have that out for him and other people? Or are people just being dramatic? That's what we're asking you. 833-730-6377. Anish?
This is traumatizing to me. In fact, I want this man to pay for my therapy because this is a scene that looks real. Like, I would say that he should get paid by horror movie people to set up their stuff because there's fake blood splattered everywhere. There's a dude that looks like he's gotten his head punctured in. There's fake limbs sitting around. Like, this is so scary.
Yeah, and we got an exclusive interview with this guy right after 7 a.m. We're going to talk to him and saying, what's going on? Are you going to take it down? Is he feeling the pressure? Are you going to stand by this yard and leave it up? Because, Carla, you think everyone's just being drama.
They're absolutely being so dramatic. This is this man's house. If he wants to decorate it this way, he totally can. I don't think that this means that he's like mentally unstable or that something's wrong with him, because there are some people commenting at the Morning Mess. We posted the pictures saying that, oh, he must be evil. He must have bad thoughts. No, he's just creative.
Drop a comment at the Morning Mess on IG and let's talk to Diana. Diana, you team dramatic or team traumatic?
No, I think that they are being overly dramatic. This is dramatic. I personally have 30 decapitated spooky babies strewn around my lawn.
Oh my goodness, okay. Girl.
Wow. Well, I was team dramatic, but wow.
Okay, the thing is, I totally agree with you. Like, I'm sorry, guys. I know that it sounds messed up, but it's Halloween. Like, they sell these decorations for a reason because people want to buy them and they want to use them. It's not like you're going to keep them up through Christmas, right?
Exactly, no.
Okay, well, I have to be honest with you. I would need to get a whole lot of therapy if I ever drove past your yard and I would be knocking on your door and begging for the money. I think it's a little ridiculous, girl. Decapitated babies?
Well, I'm not the one on trial here. I was just saying, I agree. It's dramatic. Have fun with Halloween decorations.
Now, man, what happened to the old school spider webs that people used to put up and like the fake spiders that move? Can't we just keep it at that level?
You always have to up the ante.
Right. Exactly.
Do you have this much energy for Christmas? Are you one of the people that deck out your whole house in the front lawn for Christmas as well? Or is this just like you're a Halloween fanatic?
I'm a Halloween fanatic.
You know what I feel like the compromise should be? People should move into the neighborhoods with mutual kind of neighbors in sense of like the Halloween, like all freaky people like this girl here, Diana, no offense but offense, all weirdos like this should live in the same neighborhood. That way they get their whole neighborhood crazy decked out and people know to stay away from that neighborhood because you're going to see things maybe that your kids or you might not want to see. Like a zone.
Like, so you're saying like a Tinder app, but for neighborhoods where people match with the right person.
Yeah, you have to be in the right zone to put this, like, you, Diana, you'd definitely be with zone 666. You would be in that zone with a bunch of other weirdos, okay?
Joey.
Diana, you need a roommate?
Incredible.
And she thinks it's a good idea.
Yeah, and she's excited. Yeah. All right, oh, Carla, you sure you want that roommate?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, well, it's been fun, Diana. We gotta go.
Bye, Morning Mess.
Oh, my God.
Did you hear Diana? That was crazy. 833-730-6377. Team Traumatic or Team Dramatic. Reminder, the exclusive interview with this guy, Steven, catching all the heat about his decor. That's coming up in minutes with your Morning Mess. It's your home for us, your Morning Mess, and your home for a staycation setup. Ashlyn is holding on the line already, thinks her boyfriend is cheating. We're going to talk to her in a few minutes, but right now, by the way, how you doing? It's Joey Boy.
Hi, it's Anish.
Hey, it's Gina.
And it's Carla.
We're taking your calls, whether you're Team Dramatic or Team Traumatic, at
833-730-6377.
This guy, Steven, has been all over the news. They're trying to shut down his Halloween decorations from his front lawn. Gina, why don't you describe vividly so our Morning Messengers can we can paint the picture.
It really looks like a crime scene. I know we're talking about blood splatters, but I'm not talking about little drips and drops. It's a pool of blood. He's using like 100 gallons of fake blood, and it looks like it. There's three bodies that all have really gruesome wounds and just blood everywhere. Everywhere.
Now, and again, it's fake, but the neighborhood and people in general are saying, we know someone like that in our city. You probably are listening right now that it should be shut down. There's kids going around. So are people just being dramatic? It is Halloween. Or is this really traumatic? And you, Gina, you think this can be traumatic.
Yeah, definitely. I think it'd be great if the blood was minimized. That's really what does it for me, is it looks too real.
It's too much.
It literally looks like all the blood in my body has been poured out onto this man's porch.
But that's the fun part of it, is that it does look so real.
No, it's not.
Yes, because look, actually there's four bodies, and they're fake. It's so obvious it's fake. Nobody would actually leave all this out in their front yard. It's Halloween. That's the whole point of it, right?
Listen, you never truly know your neighbor, and he's letting everybody know this is the kind of person that he is. So, no, I don't know if it's real or not.
All right. We got an exclusive interview with this guy, Steven. We're going to talk to him in a few minutes and find out what is going on in that head of yours. And are you going to take it down is a big question with all the heat that he's catching from the media and us, okay? Let's talk to Stacy. She's a Morning Messenger. She's been holding on the line with her opinion. Stacy, team dramatic or team traumatic?
It's a pandemic. They're being dramatic.
Are you sure about this, girl? Like, I'm talking about how there is, like, an axe. There is a man, like a fake man that's laying on the front, like, porch.
Where's the difference between this Halloween and other Halloween?
Well, I wouldn't want this for any of them. There's also limbs that are in, like, a cart, and they're bloody limbs. Like, you still think this is dramatic?
Well, you know, people are going to blow it out of proportion right now because there's so much going on, and this is taking the focus out of your everyday life.
That is a good point. You said there is a difference this year than any other year. Hopefully this will be the only year there's a difference, but it's free entertainment, man. We can't do anything nowadays.
I mean, we can't go to the bar, we can't go people watching, we can't go, I mean, we can't do shit.
That's true. But what I don't understand is if you see something like this in a movie, they're going to make that rated R. They're going to make sure kids can't see it. There are laws in place where you're not supposed to let the kids see things like all this gore. So why is this okay on this person's front lawn where anybody can pass by? Because Anish wasn't lying. Look, I grew up in a house where my dad went all out for Halloween and it was scary, but it was never bloody and gory and messy. Like, it looks like dead bodies everywhere.
And I mean, honestly, Stacey, I'm with you on the fact that people are being dramatic, just because even with movies, Gina, those are suggestions. And
yeah,
the difference between this Halloween and any Halloween is that the pandemic, but it's still Halloween. I think people are trying to be as creative as they can and express as much as they can. And if that's this guy's way of doing it, then I'm here for it.
I mean, kids sing every single day. What's the difference? Mm. It's like, okay, well, my kid doesn't do this. My kid doesn't do that. Well, how do you know your kid don't do that?
Okay, I hear what you're saying, that specifically with this year, we need some entertainment. We got to get our mind off so much things going on in the world. And maybe to what Gina is saying, because I'm more team, like, everyone's being dramatic, but maybe Gina has a point. Maybe he needs, like, a sign, you know, like, vote for so-and-so. Maybe he needs a sign, hey, this yard is rated R. So when you're driving by, you know not to stop there with your kids.
Or like, maybe there's, like, some shower curtain prop and you walk through, so then you get a choice of what you're looking at here. But
a disclaimer.
This is just like out there, and I'm just like, sir, that is a lot of blood.
But in defense for him, Stacey, you should know it was raining where he's at, so he had to use more blood. So when he says 100 gallons of blood, it's just because the blood ran all the way down the neighborhood.
Girl.
So then he had to
put 100
more
gallons of blood all over this man's yard. It is intense.
I mean, well, then that's different. I mean, I would, the cut down back on the blood is one thing, but it's Halloween.
Right.
It's a pandemic. People are going to be so dramatic on different levels of the spectrum.
Well, Miss Stacy, what we got is an exclusive interview with this dude, so we're going to be talking to him in a few minutes here.
Oh, cool.
Is there a certain question we should ask him while we have him on the line?
Yeah. What was his motivation?
Okay. All right. Why didn't he start doing this?
Great
yeah.
question.
I don't think he was hugged as a child. All right.
He might need a couple of hugs.
Right? All right. We're going to have an exclusive interview with this guy, Steven. He's all over the news, TMZ, the whole nine. Morning Mess going to talk to him. And we're going to ask him for Stacy. What's his motivation? We appreciate you, love.
Love you too, guys. Have a good one.
Go tell us what to do. Okay, bye. Thursday morning, couple of days away from Halloween. Morning Mess here hanging out. It's Joey Boy.
Hi, it's Anish.
Hey, it's Gina.
And it's Carla.
All right. So do we have the results, ladies and gentlemen? We've been talking about if you are traumatic or people just being dramatic with this guy, Steven, with this front lawn decor, 100 gallons of fake blood, and it's all over the news. We're going to talk to this guy. He's on hold right now. Is he going to take the decorations on? What is going on in that creepy head of his?
It doesn't have to be creepy.
Girl,
why
it is
so
creepy.
Dramatic?
It is creepy. It is a crime scene that has been recreated. It could give some terrible people some very good ideas.
Carla, what did our morning messenger say on the IG?
We asked you at the morning mess if you were team traumatic or is everyone just being dramatic? And unfortunately, most of y'all said it's traumatic.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it.
All right.
I don't.
What's not to get? It's fake. There's so much of it.
It doesn't look fake at all.
No, he did really good.
Well, let's talk to Steven. He's on the line right now. Steven, Morning Mess here. How's it going?
Hey, what's happening?
Now, we wanted to hear from you. So is this an annual, yearly thing that you do, or?
Yes, it's been going on about, 5 or 6 years now.
Wow.
Well, is it the same thing? Because I know people have their annual kind of decor and Halloween stuff that they put up, or is every year different?
It has slowly to become more and more hyper-realistic and bloody.
Mm-hmm.
But even when it's a bloodbath and lots of bodies, there's always variation in terms of the origin story and what happened.
Okay, I have to ask, why did it escalate so much?
You know, whenever you do anything again, you're trying to up-top yourself.
Obviously.
So, it's just fun.
And to the people that do feel like this is traumatic and don't want this in their neighborhood, just what do you have to say to that person that might not be me?
Let's see. It's not hurting anybody, and people are just mad when other people are having fun.
Steven, I completely agree with you. Like, I think people are being so dramatic. I saw the pictures of yours, and honestly, so much creativity. I saw there was, like, a man on the roof also at one point. There was all those arms and whatnot. I loved it.
It's great. Yeah, more people need to be doing something. It doesn't have to be a bloodbath, but to be showing some
but it
enthusiasm, is. I think it brings value to the neighborhood.
Oh my God, sir.
I don't know. Maybe if you live next to the Adams family. But listen, they look so realistic. This is fake blood, right?
Yes, of course. Air quotes. It's totally fake.
Do you have kids?
No, but they would love it the most.
Has that been your experience?
Oh, there are kids out there constantly cracking up and taking pictures. I think it won't come to a surprise to you that I'm single.
You're single. Are you looking?
Well, I'm not married. Okay, I am dating, but I don't think a wife would let me get away with this.
Right.
Unless she was real, real cool.
Okay, so I just want to know, obviously, your decorations are pretty polarizing. Have you had any intense confrontations?
In person, no, just some dirty looks.
Fair.
Really?
Very fair. And now, talking about dirty looks, talking about talking to people, we did ask, right? And we asked everybody on Instagram at The Morning Mess if they thought it was traumatizing or dramatic. And most people did say it was traumatizing. Now, if all your neighbors were to sign a petition to let you know, like, hey, 80% of us think this is a little too much, would you take them down?
Let's see. Yes, I think that's unlikely. I think the real number, it's probably 80 or 90% of people are enthusiastic.
Well, you sound really reasonable. So you actually would, like, if all your neighbors were like, hey, man, this is just too much, you would actually take it down?
Sure. That's dial it back to fake ghosts and stuff. But this year I was considering not doing it because we thought that there might not be any Halloween activity. But most of my neighbors were begging me to do it again.
Wow.
You win some points with me for that. I like that. You're a rational, spooky, creepy man.
Sure. I'm not looking to upset most people, but
just some people.
Just the world.
Do you keep this big energy for the holidays? Do you do all out for Christmas, or is Santa doing inappropriate things to the reindeer in the front lawn?
Absolutely. I can envision a lawnmower on Santa, obviously. We have some ideas for Valentine's Day.
Baby Cupid.
Steven's on brand, okay, guys?
Lots of bow and arrow play, for sure.
Oh, my God.
What?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.